Lawmakers have a difficult choice: slash spending on things like education and healthcare, or vote to make the current 5% income tax rate permanent. It's scheduled to drop by more than a percentage point at the end of the year. Democrats have been unable to find the votes needed to pass a tax extension in the House. Proponents of that approach, like Representative Greg Harris of Chicago, hope their reluctant colleagues heard from constituents over the weekend.
When we had, you know, these giant blizzards during the winter, people wanted IDOT out there plowing the roads. When we had tornadoes come through some of our communities, people wanted, you know, someone to come out there and help rescue them. They don't want to hear, well, gee, we don't have enough money because someone didn't want to take a hard political vote.
Last week, House Democrats indicated they preferred neither cuts nor taxes. House Speaker Michael Madigan says they're working on a budget that tries to preserve state services without extending the 5% income tax. I'm Brian Mackey.